Wishing you a really happy Monday, and this week we are beginning to cover the topic of affirmations and mantras, and this will be the last week in this month's topic, and then in the middle of next week we will begin a brand new topic. So the reason why I wanted to cover affirmations and mantras is because we hear a lot about these and they are very useful for us on a day-to-day level, but sometimes they can actually come with a little bit of pressure. So for example, in the WhatsApp group the other day, I put in a quote basically saying, "I am in the process of dot dot dot." So the reason I sent that is because a lot of times affirmations are affirmative positive statements in the present tense. So for example, they might say, "I forgive myself," or "I am happy," "I am positive," "I am well," "all is well." We've all heard these different things. And I think what I've learned is that when we're trying to repeat an affirmation like that, it can be hard because we may not actually believe that we're well, we may not believe that we're positive, and that just by saying a statement over and over again, that's in the present tense, it can actually feel a little bit disempowering sometimes because we don't believe it, and therefore when we're saying it, obviously with affirmations, the practice is that the more you say it, the more you will believe it. And of course, this is true and it does work for some people, but it may not work for you. So to change it into, "I'm in the process of forgiving myself," or "feeling good," or "feeling well," means that you're actively moving in that direction. Doesn't mean that you're there yet, and it doesn't mean that you're not there yet. So it just gives a little bit more fluidity to it and takes away that pressure. So what I would like you to do today is to think of an affirmative statement about something that you would potentially like to change in your life or to heal in your life, and to put it into that statement, "I'm in the process of dot dot dot." If you want to send it on to me, please do. Or if you're in the WhatsApp group, you know, even pop it in there. A few people were sharing theirs on Friday. A mantra then is then actually comes from Hinduism and Buddhism. And this is, again, a statement or a word that's repeated generally during meditation. It aids our ability to stay in the present moment through that mindfulness energy, because we're repeating the word and putting power behind it. And again, some of these will be in that present tense, and some of them will just simply be a word. So for you, it might be gratitude. Maybe you are trying to work on forgiving yourself for something or forgiving somebody else for something. So the word might simply be forgiveness. One of the ones that I love is that I had heard in a song a few years ago is Ek Onkar Satgur Prasad. And it's a beautiful mantra, and it's actually about being in connection with the creator that creates everything. And you just, the song, and I can send it on to anybody who wants it, just literally repeats that in song form. And it's just a beautiful, the words are beautiful. And what it does is actually, it is a positive mantra. So it's supposed to bring positive kind of miraculous energy, if you want to say, within your system. And I actually find that they are really nice, particularly because it's not in English. So for me, I had to look up what it meant, because even when I first heard it, I just absolutely loved it. And then to hear what it means is you do actually start to feel that energy starting to rise in your own body. You know, you can feel more connected to yourself and you can feel more positive. So coming up with either a word, or I can send on some of those types, like in more like that one I just told you, can be really, really helpful around bringing you into this kind of state of connection and also a state of flow. And that's really what this is about. So it's not about pretending you feel a certain way and trying to convince yourself of that. It's about using affirmations and mantras to actually aid your ability to connect within, to have the flow, like I was saying, but also to actually shift your energy. So if you are feeling low, that you're coming into a more high vibrational state. So I just want you to think about that today. I would like you to create that affirmation of "I'm in the process of," and then even Google some mantras and see what comes up and see if there's something that just you feel drawn to. And again, if you want me to send on the song that I mentioned, I can do that for you as well. So I wish you a beautiful Monday and I look forward to talking to you soon.